Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration. And by the way, we do believe in revelation as well. Sorry about the Freudian slip there. Thanks for listening to us on Liberty Roundtable Live. Archives are available at libertyroundtable.com. Around the clock, incredible talk radio at libertynewsradio.com. Spread the word. Donate if you have the ability. Would be grateful for anything you can do to help grow our presence in the media. Quick recap of yesterday's show. Yes, we were indeed live on Memorial Day. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. We talked about Memorial Day, formerly called Decoration Day, first was celebrated by Southern states from 1861 to 1865 during the War of Northern Aggression. James Madison, fourth president of the United States of America, and one of the framers of our Constitution, wrote, "Of all the enemies, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other enemy to liberty." Wow. Real patriotism, ladies and gentlemen, on Memorial Day means losing fewer soldiers in meaningless wars. We talked about the war prayer written by Mark Twain. Warprayer.org is the website for that. Warprayer.org. We suggest, ladies and gentlemen, on Memorial Day, the most patriotic support for our troops that we can proffer would be to bring them home, to return them to their families and loved ones. And, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Ready? End the senseless violence in as many countries as we can around the world, particularly the Middle East. And the way we do that is by avoiding foreign entanglements, like the Founding Fathers wisely warned. The surest way to defeat our enemies is to make them our friends. This is done through trade, ladies and gentlemen, where goods cross borders, not soldiers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we acknowledge there may be a place for war as a last resort when all other remedies have been exhausted. But the wars in which the United States is presently involved do not qualify. They're not such wars, ladies and gentlemen. We need to defend the United States of America. Ron Paul then explains why he thinks he would be impeached if he were president. He talks about what he would do as well. He would likely be impeached because he would veto the spending bills, ladies and gentlemen. Bring the U.S. troops home. We've spent way too much money on these wars, right? The United States has already spent $5 trillion on unconstitutional wars. That's 25% of our admitted debt. We've got an erosion of civil liberties at home. Just look at the Patriot Act, if you don't believe me. He would audit the Federal Reserve, and he would get to the bottom of, in other words, learn more about the deep state. And who's behind it? Who are the power brokers? What's going on? He'd dig into that. And he'd probably be impeached. By the way, George Washington would probably be impeached too. Connecticut, sadly to say, votes to scrap the constitutional method of presidential election, ladies and gentlemen. This is where the checks and balances are being slowly but surely, methodically destroyed. That was our Win a Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell, an epic hour. Great job, Lowell. He always brings incredible information to the table every time we have him on, which is every Monday on your favorite talk radio station. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Rick Tyler. We discussed nationalism versus globalism. We gave out a website called nationalistsolutions.com. That does not mean isolationists, ladies and gentlemen. They talked about an incredible conference they have going on the 15th and 16th and 17th of June in Tennessee. To learn more, nationalistsolutions.com. Now, they want you to believe that we're all racist. It's a lie. Listen to us. Learn what we talk about. Learn what we say and how and why and where. And you know what? We're all God's children. He loves us all. That doesn't mean that we can't celebrate our heritage, including white people. Okay? All right. 1 million bikers ride into Washington, D.C. to celebrate Memorial Day to pay homage to their fallen heroes. We talked about 645,000 poppies, rolling thunder, big old lines to thank veterans for Memorial Day weekend. We talked about President Donald Trump's Memorial Day proclamation. Yeah, he says we revere those who have died in noble service. I agree with him. But that doesn't mean that we back the warmongering mentality, the hawkish views of those who want the deep state engaged in perpetual war for economic reasons. We want to use our large military for the protection of the United States of America. Incredible couple hours yesterday, by the way. So we were live on Memorial Day, and we're live today. That is a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It can be found at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We have too much news to talk about, as always is the case. But I got an interesting one to start things off as folks are kind of, you know, traveling and coming back from the holiday and everything else, Kurt. Why do airlines, this is not a joke, by the way, Kurt. Why do airlines still have ashtrays in the bathroom doors, even though smoking is prohibited? That's a question that was asked in USA Today. USA Today has this little column where you can ask airline experts all kinds of questions about airlines and such like that. And one question that was asked, hey, why do the doors of the bathroom still have ashtrays, even though, you know, you can't smoke on planes?
That's an example of the ripping journalism that you'll find.
Yeah, hardcore.
Massive American, big time media companies.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
It's surprising that people don't prescribe to that, subscribe to those, papers. And
amen. Things.
I mean, whoa.
But, Kurt, let me just explain to you, though. There's a reason that I bring it up, though.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you think the reason is? I bring it up.
Yeah. Amen. I agree.
Of course, you're bringing it up because you're like, well, duh, how come this is still going on? And,
yeah.
And I'm bringing it up because it was a crazy waste of time from the mainstream media.
If they came away with the right takeaways, Kurt, I think it'd be great to bring up.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't.
How come people don't keep the law? And
yeah,
Man,
you can't be asking that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You got to decide which people to see which class they fit in. You know, whether they're like the deep state class or whether they're, who they are before you can answer any questions like that, Kurt. Now, but really, why do they have ashtrays in the doors of airplane bathrooms when you can't smoke on airplanes, Kurt? They tell you can't smoke, and then there's an ashtray right there that you stare at while you're, using the facilities and such like that. What's up with all that?
Well,
do you know the answer, Kurt?
Probably that's just for the people like Hillary and
no, come on, Kurt. There's a real answer to this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I figured the real answer was.
Government regulations from the 1960s
require they put
are still in effect, buddy. So it's government that mandates it.
There you go.
Now, it'd probably save money to get rid of those, and it'd probably send a little bit more of a clear message to get rid of those, Kurt.
Yeah.
Like, don't smoke in the planes, and then there's no ashtrays in sight. But they're like, hey, don't smoke, and then you're seeing the ashtray, and you're going, Hey, maybe they really mean for me to smoke. Maybe it's kind of like a wink, wink, and a nod, nod thing, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
But I just look at that and I go, what do you mean we got regulations from the 1960s that mandate? Well, Kurt, there's some airlines that still allow you to smoke around the world, too, so they're just making airplanes retrofitted for everybody. So they have this, you know, they have these experts in the airline industry respond to these questions. I just thought the answer was stranger than the question. I get the question. It's like, hey, you know, how dumb do you think I am? Kind of question. I get it. Why someone's asking it. They're just going, what gives with this thing? But the answer is really telling. Why do we have all these government regulations on the books?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, it's mandated by the FAA and by the European equivalent, Kurt.
Yep.
And I'm just going, wow. Government regulations from the 1960s are still in effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just thought, wow, that's just shocking to me. All right, Kurt, I don't know how to tell you about the next story, but...
That's, by the way, that's part of the whole... If they're going to make a law, better get rid of about 5 or 10 of them, you know. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, and I bring it up because I'm hoping if Donald Staff is listening, this is one they might just, you know, axe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can definitely only hope, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Give them some ideas.
Yeah. All right, Kurt. I want to talk about alcohol because we just got done talking about smoking. Make sense?
Of course.
All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so the reason they still have ashtrays on airplanes, even though they're not allowed to smoke, is, well, ladies and gentlemen, they're mandated by your government. Regulations from the 1960s. So what do you got, Kurt? 60-year-old regulations? Wow, 50-plus years old?
40 and 20, yeah, would be about right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. For 132 years, Kurt, Coca-Cola has stuck to non-alcoholic beverages. No longer the case. They're introducing some fizzy drinks to hang out in Japan. So Coke's getting into the alcohol business, Kurt. So let me get this right. It started out with actual cocaine. Then they kind of rolled into the no cocaine plan, and now they're rolling out the alcohol plan.
Yeah, I'll probably head back to cocaine pretty soon.
Well, only if they can make marijuana legal for medicinal purposes there, Kurt.
I guess we're on our way.
Well, hey, the more immoral the people get, the more you'll expect people escaping reality and those kinds of things, Kurt.
Good point.
Now, I want you to understand very clearly, there's no link to the legalization and the promotion of alcohol and all those kind of things. There's no link to that in reality that people face, Kurt, okay?
Of course not.
So there's a guy, his name is Tom Garrett. Kurt, he's a Virginia representative. And I guess Tom's had all kinds of problems lately. They kind of got him in trouble I guess he asked his staff to just kind of be his slaves kind of a thing. And, you know, you need to go pick up the dry cleaning, you know, go pick up my groceries. And he put them on all kinds of personal tasks. And these women working as, you know, staff members for good old Tom. Well, Tom Garrett and, of course, wife. I guess they kind of are coming out now and kind of saying they're kind of made slaves by Tom. And Tom's saying it's not true. And they're saying, yes, it is true. We ran these personal errands. And his response is, you did some personal things for me, but it wasn't a slavery or forced mentality like you're saying at all. I just asked you to do some personal things, and you readily agreed, and it was not really a problem. You know, I'm just a congressman doing the best I can. Well, anyway, the big old scandal's been erupting for days about this, Kurt, but now Tom comes up with a new idea. Tom Garrett says he won't seek re-election now to the House this year, not because of reports that he mistreated his staffers. It's because he's an alcoholic, sir.
Oh.
And Tom's saying, I'm an alcoholic and I'm going to go get treatment, Kurt.
There you go.
Now, by the way, Garrett is the 48th House Republican this year who will not seek re-election, according to the WAPO, Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And Garrett, by the way, just so you know, is a member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus. And he's a former Virginia state senator, right, Kurt? That's who this guy is. Now,
okay.
I have several thoughts on this. And the first thought is, hey, you know, alcoholism is a problem in our society. And you know what? It affected poor Tom. And it's because we legalize it, tax it, promote it. The government participates in the spoils. We treat it almost like, you're nobody unless you kind of socially drink, but responsibly, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Know when to say when and all that kind of stuff. Hang out with the mothers that are against drunk driving and stuff like that. But drink socially and appropriately and properly and responsibly. And
yeah.
Well,
just know when to say when.
We create this big old lie around the abuse and the hostility that is related to alcohol. Now, I'm not necessarily saying the government ought to promote or ought to prohibit alcohol. Prohibition didn't work very well, right? However, I am saying, why do we have the government backing and promoting it and deriving a bunch of cash from it? All right. Well, anyway, poor Tom, and our prayers are with him, and I hope he wasn't making his staff slaves, Kurt. I don't care what color anybody is. I hope he wasn't making anybody a slave. And they tell you that
you
I'm
mean
for
like
slavery.
The IRS? Like
well, the IRS does that all the time. That's why I'm for abolition of the IRS, because I'm against slavery. See, these people that claim for slavery, and they're not, are the ones that back the IRS, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. Now, they love to attack Tom because this guy's a Republican, member of the Freedom Caucus, supposedly a conservative dude. They love to attack this poor alcoholic. Now, I want to separate kind of personal versus political things for a second and say, on a political level, I'm glad Tom's leaving. I don't really want alcoholics running around representing me from the Freedom Caucus necessarily. You know what I mean? It's kind of a contradictory message to freedom when the poor guy's a slave to alcohol. However, yeah. I want to defend him personally a little bit, Kurt, and say, you know what? I'm not sure what brought him to the brink or brought him to the rock bottom or whatever term you want to use to say. But you know what? The idea that he's going to say, I'm going to resign or I'm leaving. I'm not going to go for re-election again. I'm out. I'm going to go get help for my addiction. I have tremendous respect for Kurt. Glenn Beck did it. Others have done it. And I commend them. And I hope that things go well. I hope he can get some control over his life. I hope he can get rid of the addiction. He'll be an alcoholic for the rest of his life, but he can say, I'm just going to say no. Well, imagine doing that. He's going to be like Dr. No and just say, uh-uh. And I hope he can get the treatment, the help, the strength. I hope he can go home to his wife and they can get some family healing. And I hope they can, you know what, get a reset in their life, Kurt. And this is one of the great doctrines of the Prince of Peace, the Savior Jesus Christ, that I believe is really valuable here. And so I hope he can repent and change and grow and go back to his family and get some healing and some treatment. And I hope it gives him a new lease on life, Kurt. I pray for that. I hope that's true for Tom. And I don't even know the guy. I've never talked to him in my life. But I know this. The first step to making a difference is acknowledging you got a problem and then taking action, taking steps to do something about it, to change your life. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ, really, the core is all about, Kurt. And I don't know if this guy's a Christian or not. I hope he is.
Yeah.
But too. How many people in the media, Kurt, are going to have this attitude towards this guy?
They're going to want to get rid of him. He's pro-choice or pro-life and all these different
things. So it's a sad loss for us is what I'm telling you. And it's sad. But I'll say shame on Coke. Good on Tom Garrett, Kurt. I hope he really does. I hope this is a genuine quest for you know, freedom from his addictions. Genuine goal to return to his family and get the healing that he. I hope it's genuine. I really pray for that for him. I don't want old poor Tom to be a slave now. Is Tom white, Kurt?
I think so.
So you got a white slave to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just kind of making sure people understand where slavery comes from. It comes from addictions and turning against God's laws and these kind of things.
Yeah.
All right. 48th House Republican. That's a big loss too, Kurt. Member of the conservative caucus.
Yeah,
that's a big loss.
It all depends on what you call a Republican, and
that's right.
You know, and how they'll be replaced. I mean,
that's
maybe they'll be, you know, maybe they'll be the kind of Republicans like Rand Paul and Mike Lee. I mean, you know, it could happen where we get instead of like the mediocre, the milquetoast McConnells.
You could pray
milquetoast Ryan. You know,
for such a Virginia leader, huh?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Well, our prayers are that is the case. Now, Kurt, I don't know how to handle this exactly.
Okay.
Next headline says, quote, reparations, happy hour.
Is it probably reparations?
Or reparations, yeah, sorry. Reparations. Okay. Anyway, reparations. Happy hour invites white people.
Well, maybe the happy hour thing is when you're at happy hour and the normal person, you're doing all that drinking, you'd say reparations because you couldn't say reparations.
Yes, Ossifer, I'm not under the alcohol. I got them reparations going on. But here's the deal. They got this happy hour going on. They got reparations. They're inviting white people to pay for drinks, writes the New York Times. I kid you not. Dateline Portland, Oregon. They say organizers of the reparations happy hour invited black, brown, and indigenous people to a bar. And they handed them $10 bills as they walked in the door, Kurt. They say it's a small but symbolic gift. Mostly funded by white people who were politely asked not to attend. The group is called Brown Hope, Kurt. They're a local activist organization in Portland. And they wanted, this to be a, what do they call this? A space for people of color, Kurt. In a mostly white city, the goal is to let these everybody else but white people meet together and discuss policy issues and plan potential action. Funded by the white people paying for drinks, Kurt. Now, let me ask you a question, Kurt, just to kind of make sure that people understand this. So let's say that I did feel bad and responsible for slavery. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel bad that anybody would make anybody a slave anytime ever in the world. I feel bad about that. I feel horrible about it, and I reject it. I'm going to say that again to you thugs that want to twist my words. I reject slavery in any form, all the time, everywhere. Got it? Good. Now that we're on the same page, I want to talk about this, Kurt, because I got a kind of a question for you. I'm not very smart. I'm not the sharpest tool in the drawer, and so maybe you can help me through this, okay? Liberty Roundtable Live, white folks who feel horrible and want reparations or paying for drinks for everybody but the white people. And the white people are not invited to the event. Okay? Let's talk about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. A Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so for 132 years, Coca-Cola is stuck to non-alcoholic beverages, but no longer they're promoting alcohol now, starting in Japan. You got this Virginia representative. Tom Garrett says he won't seek re-election, not because he's abused his staff like they claim it, because he's an alcoholic and he's going to get treatment. Our prayers are that that is successful for the gentleman, for the congressman, who is a Freedom Caucus member. But now you got reparations, happy hour, white people are paying for drinks in Seattle, Washington. No, is that Portland, Oregon? All right, anyway, according to the New York Times, they're going to basically have white people promote and buy drinks, give everybody of color, anybody but white people, $10 as they walk into the bar so that they can go in and discuss, you know, their future plans, how to make white people even more responsible for the reparations that need to take place based on the history. And okay, now look, I feel bad for slavery. Anytime anybody's made a slave for any reason, Kurt, I feel horrible and reject it. Anytime, all the time. And so what baffles me about this, Kurt, is, let me get this right. If a white person pays for a black person's drink and they, you know, help the black person continue to drink alcohol, wouldn't that be contributing to turning them into a slave to alcohol, kind of like this poor Congressman Tom Garrett is? I don't want the black people or anybody to be slave to alcohol, and therefore, why would I pay for anybody's drinks, Kurt? If I did so, I'd be promoting slavery. So I'm going to just change one kind of slavery. You got a massa. which would be a white person supposedly, or oftentimes black owners had slaves too, by the way. I'm gonna force somebody into slavery that way. I'm gonna get them out of that, and to pay for reparations to get them out of that, I'm gonna make them a slave to alcohol, or contribute to that reality. Kurt, why would I do such a thing?
Well, first of all, you're a racist, and wait a minute.
I don't want anybody to be a slave anytime, anywhere, to anybody for any reason, including the IRS, including alcohol, or any of those kind of things.
But you're a white guy, Sam, and I mean, remember, you can't want those nice things for everybody and stuff like that.
Wow. These people are on crack. They're nuts. Now, let me just say this, Kurt. What if we had an open opportunity that says, hey, you know what, in a lot of the inner cities, it's very tough for black and people of other races to get jobs and things like that. And would like to create a private sector charitable program to help them pull themselves out of poverty, you know, obtain some education or some opportunities and learn to be in the workforce. Wouldn't that be a whole lot more appropriate of a opportunity than, you know, hey, let's buy them a drink so they can go into the bar?
Isn't that exactly what getting rid of government regulations and lowering taxes and all that kind of stuff does?
And by the way, Rand Paul went on the campaign trail before, and he was promoting some of these inner city opportunities in the private sector, Kurt.
I remember that.
Of course, Sam and Kurt and Rand Paul were a bunch of racists, and if we really wanted reparations, we'd go ahead and fuel the alcohol craze so they could turn out like Tom and have to just resign from whatever they're doing and go get help. See, I reject all that for everybody, all people, Kurt.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, all A-L-L.
A-L-L, all colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, all slaves matter.
Yeah,
even the slaves to the IRS, they matter, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Now, I guess Starbucks is temporarily closing 8,000 stores later today, Kurt. For four hours, Tuesday afternoon, they're going to conduct racial bias training.
Yeah, and that's going to fix everything in the world, because after that, everything will be fine. Little training.
I don't see the advantage at all, Kurt. What are they going to train them? What are they going to say? You need to buy white people, everybody but white people drinks to an event that you're not allowed to attend?
One of the key things they're going to get here is a whole bunch of free coverage. And, then they look like, oh, they're the good guys and all that kind of stuff, right?
They're the heroes, Kurt. So,
yeah, I mean, look at them being brave.
And they're even in the news talking about how much money it's going to cost them. And my response is, how much money does it cost to close for 4 hours, Kurt, versus the money they're going to get in free media coverage over this sucker? And come on now, let's be honest and real about this.
That's a great point, Sam.
Hey, Kurt, if you had 30 seconds in front of these 8,000 store employees, what would you say to them?
I can boil
my comments down to just a couple of sentences, Sam, Kurt.
30 seconds. You probably want to give them one of those 21-word things.
Yeah, that's right. Here's what I would say. We are all God's children. He loves us all. Act like it, people. Act like it. You work for me, and that's what we expect. And if you can't hold to that standard, you're out of here. Next. And is that like super complicated, Kurt?
No.
Is that super throwdown racist?
Maybe you could announce that you're going to quit selling stuff that's not good for people.
Well, you're right about that. That's a whole nother level.
That's good.
You're right. All I'm saying is, look, my message about this, if we're going to do racial bias training or whatever else, I'd just say, listen, we're all God's children. He loves us all. We should all be happy in our own skin. In other words, be able to celebrate our heritage. And we need to treat each other with dignity and kindly, as the Prince of Peace would do. We got to do that. And if you can't abide by that in my company, we'll find somebody else who will. It's that simple, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right? Treat people as people, Kurt.
Huh.
See how racist that gets?
That is kind of
now. What they ought to do, if they really want to do it, they ought to just roll out and say, "I think white people ought to buy black anybody else that's not white a coffee whenever they see them, everywhere, all the time." And see how psychotic that is. What good to society is it going to be to have people come into a bar and have white people pay for everybody else's drinks, and then white people aren't even invited to the event or this training that they're going to get or whatever? What's it? What the training? What training is it going to be? I don't need to close my stores. I'll just say, listen, guys, listen carefully to me. I'm going to let you off 10 minutes early today. Come in about 10 minutes early so I can talk to you real quick, okay? Hey, listen, we're all God's children, and you need to start acting like it. I don't know what's going on in our stores here, but this has got to stop. Don't be scrawling on people's cups that cops' lives don't matter. You know, don't make them a slave to the system either, okay? Let's just treat everybody kindly and decently. Let's follow Melania and quit bullying, okay, people? I mean, does that make any sense, Kurt? This isn't a big, long, four-hour training thing, is it? I get the point that we need to be kind to one another. I get the point that we ought to quit bullying. Melania's right. I get the point that we really need to make a difference and treat each other kindly. Everybody. I'm going to say it again. Everybody. Male, female, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny, coffee drinkers, non-coffee drinkers, alcoholics, non-alcoholics, IRS slaves, and everybody else ought to be treated kindly and decently and with respect and dignity and honor. And I just don't think this is a four-hour training, though, Kurt. I mean, there's a song. It's like, I want to be kind to everyone, for that is right, you see. I say to myself, kindness begins with me. I mean, isn't it that simple of a training, Kurt? Or am I just confused on this thing? Maybe I'm just not smart enough to get it all.
Yeah, see, Sam, you have to have years of training in the, Starbucks upper echelons to know what to do here. I mean, you know, you've got to, I mean, it's just too complicated for you. Yeah, yeah. Just so you know.
Wow, and I just conduct racial bias training. Now, Kurt, do you have racial bias?
Well, here's what they tell me. I don't know that I do.
Problem. You don't even recognize you've got a problem, do you?
I know. It's like the people that are, I guess, it's like the people that are drinkers, you know. I mean, they just don't get it. And, I'm the same way when it comes to race, I guess. I always thought I was a friend to everybody, but now I'm told, no.
Now, Kurt, they want to attack Melania because she's trying to stop bullying. They want to bully her.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, now there's a New York Times columnist, Kurt. The guy's name is Charles, what is it? B-L-O-W. How do you say that last name? Blow?
I guess so. Yeah.
All right, you look this guy up. Look up NYT Charles Blow. But this guy now has literally made it official, Kurt. He declares Donald Trump as a white supremacist, Kurt.
There you go.
All right, so it's official
and
now. You got Charles Blow.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Well, the more he talks, the more we'll just know he's a racist. The more he defends himself and tries to prove that it isn't true and all this kind of thing. The more, you know, black people and brown people and American people, you know, start running around and acting like it isn't true, the more they'll know it's just a fact. Okay, it's crazy, Kurt. This is what's going on. Is his last name Blow, really?
That's what it shows on here.
Wow.
His B-L-O-W. He's an American journalist. They call him a commentator and current visual op-ed columnist for the New York Times.
Can I tell you about a black racist coming up, Kurt?
Okay.
All right. Dateline Virginia will do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this is a Virginia senatorial candidate. And the candidate's name is E.W. Jackson, launching a TV ad, Kurt. Right? Did you see this?
Yes.
Are you allowed to launch TV ads like this?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of the guy, but I'm a little concerned. He says, Virginia Senate candidate E.W. Jackson launches TV ads, quote, "I am not an African-American. I am an American." Sounds almost like our buddy
Lloyd Marcus.
Yeah, Lloyd, and then Ben Carson, and so many others that, you know, they just don't fit the Jesse Jackson, mold, do they, you know, Sam?
Anyway, this guy basically says, hey, he's got a TV ad that he's launched. He said, listen, I'm not an African-American. I'm an American. Now, Kurt, is he trying to jettison his heritage and not be loyal to his people?
Okay. Yeah, sounds like it.
Or is he trying to make a broader point that we agree with, Kurt?
That's the key thing. He won the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor of Virginia 5 years ago, and they say many believe the speech he gave at the nominating was the key to his victory, winning over many undecided delegates. Hundreds of thousands are viewing Jackson's spot on TV and social media with very positive feedback. That's according to campaign officials. The Senate candidate says, my campaign is about bringing Virginians together. Inspiring
Whoa.
A move. Yeah, I mean, this is dangerous.
That guy needs to go in and get free alcohol from white people as reparations, doesn't he, Kurt?
There you go.
See, I mean, just how picture. Whacked out that is. This guy's running around as a conservative saying, hey, listen, I don't want to focus on that I'm an African-American and you're white and I'm black and whatever divide you can find. And he goes in and talks about this. These divisions have got to stop. We're Americans and we need to stand together and work towards the proper role of limited government, work towards, you know, making America great again. And you know, I couldn't agree more, Kurt, with this guy.
Yeah, well, he said, just like you said, he said, Tim Kaine, remember, he's the guy that ran with Hillary.
That's that whacked out Democrat that pretended he was so popular right. And couldn't get anybody to his rallies. That guy, right?
That's right. Tim Kaine and Democrats always want to divide us by race, gender, and anything else they can think of.
Now, by the way, what race is Tim Kaine, Kurt?
I think he's whitey.
So Tim Kaine's a white guy, and E.W. Jackson is a black guy, and I'm agreeing with E.W. and rejecting Tim, Kurt. You want to know why?
Right. It's a trick that you're doing, Sam. It's a deep undertone thing that we can't really understand.
Yeah, like we agree with his political views, and we're going to work together to try to implement them because we believe that'll make America better for all Americans.
Where'd you land?
I mean, don't tell anybody about that or anything.
Dangerous stuff. Yeah, he said Virginians are ready to start solving problems instead of placing blame. I guess it's a 30-second ad. He declares, I am the great-grandson of slaves and a former foster child, but because I am an American, I am also a Marine, Harvard Law graduate, senior pastor, and now a U.S. Senate candidate.
So this guy's got all the things that you just kind of don't know what to deal with. He's black.
Yeah,
he doesn't go along with the black lie.
I know.
He's a Marine, so he's, you know, fought for his country, and we're grateful for his service.
Yeah.
I don't know if he went in the theater of war or not. I'm just telling you that he's willing to, be part of the vanguard for liberty, if you will. The guy literally is an attorney, so he's well-educated, Kurt. I wonder if the white man kept him down, do you think, Kurt?
Probably that's why he's only reached this level.
A military senior pastor, a Marine. Now he's running for Congress. This guy's an attorney, graduated from where? Harvard Law, is that what he said?
That's right. And what's worse, Sam, is he in
You know why he's a slave, Kurt?
TV spot. Why is
he's
that?
A slave he's for the same American? Reason I'm a slave.
Yeah, that's right.
Because even if he's got a law degree, he's done very well for himself. He's got to pay so much of his money to the IRS. Poor guy's
That's
just
right.
in servitude big time for like 5-6 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, you talk about the dangerous stuff, but he ends his TV spot with the statement that
he wants
America to be, quote, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. End quote.
Hey, Kurt.
Now, you can tell this guy is really trouble.
Does it get better than that?
Not for me.
I'm just saying the guy's phenomenal. I don't give a rip what color he is. He's right on the principles, and I believe he stands for God, family, and country, Kurt.
Wow.
And I would say Tim Kaine's a nutcase, personally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Now, I don't know how to go
I guess this piece ends. I was just going to read this last little paragraph
here.
It says, Mr. Jackson believes that he has a hidden vote made up of people who voted for him for lieutenant governor, and that these people will vote for him again once they are reintroduced and reminded of who he is. His first ad is designed to do that. The million people who voted for me for LG, that's Lieutenant Governor, did so in spite of how the media...
Different from the LGBT scenario, just to be clear.
Right. That's right. Despite of how the media and my opponent mischaracterized me, they were committed, and I believe they will be reignited when they realize that I'm running for U.S. Senate.
Heck yeah, all the racists are going to come out and vote for this dude, Kurt.
That's right. These last 3 weeks are about making sure all my supporters know I'm running and get out to vote.
See, Donald ought to help this guy.
Yeah.
That would just show how much of a racist, how white supremacist Donald really is, Kurt.
Good point.
And he can mock Charles Blow on the campaign trail while he stands with our senatorial candidate from Virginia, E.W. Jackson.
Good point.
He's racist, just frothing at the mouth, racist everywhere. Going to vote for this guy, this American, Kurt.
Good point.
All right, now, I don't even know how to deal with this. This is a different kind of slavery altogether, but a lady, I guess she went to the vet, Kurt. Is that how it happened?
Well, yeah, Sam. When I first saw this, I thought, vet. Oh, so she went to a veteran. But the headline from Fox News, WorldNet Daily brought it forward. The headline reads, gal slips note to vet saying boyfriend holding her captive. Florida woman was rescued after she slipped a note to a veterinarian, not a vegetarian, a veterinarian, saying she needed help because her armed boyfriend, I guess he wasn't. He had both arms, was beating and threatening her. Jeremy Floyd, 39, was arrested after allegedly holding his girlfriend Carolyn Reichel captive in their home in Volusia County for 2 days. That's what the Volusia County's Sheriff's Office said. The alleged incident began when the 28-year-old woman said Floyd repeatedly beat her and threatened her at gunpoint. At one point, they struggled over a handgun that fired inside the house. She spent the day recovering from a head injury the next day while thinking of an escape. This is while she was still held captive. She convinced the convicted felon to allow her to bring her dog to the DeLand Animal Hospital. That's where she passed the notes.
All right, now, Kurt, let me just explain. I don't know what color either of these people are. I don't even know what color the dog is, okay?
You don't?
No, sir. And I don't frankly care. Here's what I would say
probably
to you.
Probably got red blood.
Ooh, all of them? The dog and the
male
and the female and all of them?
That's what I bet.
Ooh, Kurt. Now, listen, here's what I don't understand about this. I reject this holding somebody captive.
Whoa. That's amazing.
I absolutely reject that. It's wrong, and it needs to stop, and I'm grateful she was able to get help, and I'm grateful for good people at the vet to take this seriously and to stop the perpetrator from the abuse that's taking place.
Yep.
And I don't even know what color anybody is or anything. All I know is that I think that slavery is wrong, and this form is as bad as the IRS kind, is as bad as the hooking people on alcohol kind, is as bad as the, you know, it just goes on and on, right, Kurt? But I want to W down on the E.W. Jackson. This is, you know, I don't really agree with Jackson, but this Jackson I agree with, Kurt. And I just want to say that I think we all need to be Americans, and we need to reject bad behavior all the time everywhere and promote good behavior all the time everywhere and make unpopular that which is bad and wrong and against God and make popular that which is good and honorable and virtuous and lovely and of good report and is for God. And the more we do that as Americans, the better off things will be. And I don't want to divide between men and women. I want men to be kind to women and women to be kind to men and everybody to be kind to everyone. And just for us, and somebody would say, Sam, you're just like Peter Pan. When will you grow up and realize the world's a brutal place? Oh, I get it, folks. I just get what the solution is as well. That's all. The solution is to follow Melania Trump and do a little less bullying, a little more kindness, a little more patience with one another, a little more please, a little more thank you, a little more forgiveness, a little more repentance, a little more honor, a little more honesty, a little more integrity, a little more effort by the American people to set aside all of our differences and say, hey, we can make America moral again. We can make America great again. And that is our quest.
Mm-hmm.
See, Kurt? Doesn't get more racist than that, does it?
Good for you.
Now, I'm not buying anybody drinks, Kurt. I'm not even buying white people drinks. I'm not buying anybody drinks.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
I don't want to promote alcohol.
Yeah, it'll turn people into slaves.
Yeah.
I'm against slavery. See, all these people that are, you know, tell me that I'm for slavery or whatever, the other ones running around and be like the first to jump aboard and turn somebody into a slave.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't even know what color this Tom guy is, Kurt. You can't decide because he's a Republican, he's white anymore. We learned from E.W. Jackson that Americans are running for Republican positions, Kurt. We learned that from what's our rapper buddy's name?
Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye. We learned that from Kanye and from E.W. Jackson and all these people today. You know what? You can vote for conservative viewpoints and stuff like that. And so I don't even know what color Tom is, Kurt. But I'm hoping that he has less alcohol. Like zero.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Radicalism being spewed. Are we even allowed to use our free speech like this, Kurt?
No. But we can still do it here. You know.
So far, we can continue to do it. Now, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these other places are going to kind of try to make life difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can tell you is, you know, the AC/DC song, Have a Drink on Me, my response is no thanks. I'd like less gambling, and less alcohol, and less cigarettes, and less drugs, and less sexual perversion, and more repentance and turning to God for answers, folks. By the way, Donald was asking everybody to pray, and I agree with Donald. E.W. Jackson was asking Americans to stand together and reject the dividing agendas of those who want to destroy America, and boy, do I concur with him as well. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A good news story. A woman got rescued from an abusive man. That's good news, too. Man, there's just too much good everywhere, huh? Is the mainstream press telling you about all this good, ladies and gentlemen, and pointing to solutions day after day after day? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We need your support. We declare this nation shall endure. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up.